Well, the city council last Tuesday had a long discussion about trying to find a location where these individuals who are currently camping down at the waterfront and other individuals that are living in their cars, where they can have a place to safely park their vehicles. And so we are working to try to identify a location that's not in the marina for sanctioned vehicle dwelling. After that council meeting, literally the next day, staff went out and issued notices saying that the people that were lodging and camping had to move. That was an administrative action that the city manager took. And as you know, they were likely to be cited and moved this morning. So I called this emergency meeting of the council to look at least providing some reprieve for the people that are camping down at His Lordship's while we are working on a much longer-term solution.
What about Council Members Worthington's contention that this is in clear violation of state law, sanctioning homeless encampments at the marina on state lands?
Well, I think what Councilor Harrison said, I think is correct, is that there's kind of a gray area. And we do need more clarity from the state of California on this issue. And certainly we will be seeking that. This is not the first time the city's done this. In 1985, there was a sanctioned sort of vehicle park down at the waterfront. And those issues came up at that time as well. I think given that we're in a homeless crisis, City of Berkeley's declared a shelter crisis, that I think should require the state to grant some flexibility in the grant of these tidelands to the City of Berkeley.
So what happens when this resolution expires on Sunday? Are you going to call another emergency meeting?
Well, it's not clear whether... We did not get the votes for the longer-term, reprieve, my proposal, which would have allowed people to camp for up to a month. It's unclear whether the support is there on the council for people to stay there longer. But certainly we'll be speaking.
But will you be calling another meeting to find out before eviction's back on the table?
That's certainly something I will discuss with council members.
Are you aware of any other time in the past where the council has intervened to overturn a homeless eviction action that was pursued by city staff?
I'm not aware. But we felt very strongly, myself and Councilor Davlon, Councilmember Harrison, that to remove these individuals is immoral, particularly when we don't have a place for them to safely park their vehicles, that these people are, living, in a very challenging situation. They don't have enough money to pay rent. These people are economic refugees. And we need to do something to provide some relief until we can figure out a longer-term solution.
What's stopping the city from clearing the legal confusion and just sanctioning them to park in the city's corporation yard or one of the municipal parking lots?
Nothing precluding that, and I think that's what we're going to be thinking about this week, is trying to find another location where they can park their vehicles that's not at the waterfront.